We're reading from Zohar for All, articles for Passover,
Zohar for All, volume 12, page 162, that's in Hebrew.
Item 153, you can send questions to Kav.TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zohar for All. The redemption of Israel through high souls. Item 153. When Israel came out of Egypt from the side of Jubilee, their redemption was Bina, and all those 60 ribo of the generation of the desert were from the upper world, Bina. And in the same form in Bina, they went in the desert, they walked in the desert, and even one of that generation didn't come to Israel. Only their sons, which were born from them, they came to Israel, since they were in the correction of the moon, the Nukva, the female. And all those who worship the land in reaping and harvesting, this is the correction of the moon. Because the souls of Israel extend from Zon. Since the Nukva of Zeranpin is mitigated in Bina, which is regarded as the upper world. Therefore, the souls of Israel have a root there in Bina too. And in order to bring out the people of Israel from the land of Egypt, and they were not worthy of redemption by nature, the Creator extended to that generation high souls from the upper world, from Bina alone. And from their power of this exalted root, the Creator redeemed them. As written, and he redeemed them from a stronger hand than him. Because from the direct root of the souls of Israel, the impurity of Egypt was more stronger than the sanctity of Israel. Only he illuminated to them high souls from Bina and redeemed them. The matter of bread and unleavened bread. 225. When Israel came out of Egypt, they did not know a thing until the Creator gave them bread from that land, the Nukva, which is called Matzah, unleavened bread. For it is written, a land from which bread will come. And then Israel came to know and to obtain the Creator as a baby who doesn't know and does not attain until he tastes bread from this world. Meaning, this bread Israel received in Passover from Nukva alone, which is called Matzah, this is the first degree of attainment, like a baby who starts tasting the taste of bread. The condition for receiving the Torah, 14. Iti from Lebanon, you will come from Lebanon, you will come from Rosh Amana, from the Rosh of Snir and Hermon, from the dormants of lions and leopards. It is said about the assembly of Israel, Malchut. When Israel came out of Egypt and came closer to Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, the Creator told them, Iti from Lebanon, which means from the upper Eden, Chochma, which is called Lebanon, Kala, bride, meaning whole, because that moon which is completed from the sun in the entire light and sparkling, which are direct light and reflected light. You will come from Lebanon so that your son will receive the Torah. Because before Malchut receives Chochmah, Lebanon, Israel will not be able to receive the Torah because they are lacking Gar.
If there are questions, please, you can ask.
Timo from Istanbul is asking, what does it mean to think about the friend when reading from the Zohar?
I just spoke before, perhaps it's too bad we spoke about it before the lesson. Was it recorded or not, Dion? Was what I said before the beginning of the lesson recorded? Okay, so what did we say? We said that most important is to integrate in the general mind or the general awareness or the upper light, doesn't matter how you call it. And to constantly feel that you belong to the whole and not that by the power of shattering you even strengthen it and you think that you're detached from others and exist individually. So you were asking how to think about the friends. This means that you think about the friend, that you forcefully bring yourself back to the true integrated reality all the time, the one, the single reality that exists, and then you're drawn to integrate with it and detect it correctly. And that means to... to integrate in the friend, that's it. We need to elevate ourselves a little bit higher towards the real state where we exist.
Can we learn something from saying that the souls of Israel are extended from Zohar and Bina? For the purpose of correction.
The soul is always Yeshar Kel, it's always Israel. Those who belong to it in practice are called Jews, Yehudi, meaning longing for unity, or Ivri, Hebrew, from the word being at the cross, crossing to the other side. But again, it's a universal thing. What is souls from Malchut and souls from Bina? After the shattering, there's a mixture. Everyone's integrated in everyone. There's just the difference between what is your main part and what is your additional part. That's it. So there's a difference with regard to what is the foundational point of the person. But we're in the time of integration. It's all... the difference is only in the process that we go through, but not in the end. In the end, there's no difference. And even in the process itself, the lower one is, the higher is one's returning light. The purer one is, the weaker his returning light is. So there's always opposite value between lights and vessels, which creates this mutual compensation and completion. And so there's no preference or the other way around with respect to others. If you're integrated in the whole, that's it. You're immediately integrated in the whole. We'll continue.
Item 318. When Moshe said, "In all the gods of Egypt, I will make Shvatim," Duma, the minister of Egypt, went 400 parsaot out of great fear. The Creator told him, "There is a decree before me which cannot be rebuked. As written, the Lord shall command the host of the highs from above." At that time, Duma was appointed to be the minister of hell to sentence there the souls of the wicked. 320. The God of Egypt was a lamp, and the Creator commanded to make judgments in him, to burn him in fire. As written, you shall burn their idols in fire so that his smell will fade away. And it is written, his head on his intestines on the way of contentment, while his bones are thrown away. His souls are thrown in the market. And that was the hardest plague for Egypt, as written, Shvatim 321. And in their gods, he did Shvatim. And this is their minister to keep the verse, the Lord will come upon the host of high on high, and on the kings of the land on the land. And the sages knew all that. Even more so, their minister, as written, let us trick them, as written 322. Idol worship abundant in Egypt, and the Nile River was their god. Actually, he was their gods. And in all of them, the Creator executed judgments. Their gods were struck first, and then the nation. And also, the Nile was struck first, and the trees and the stones that they worshipped. As it is written, and the blood was through all the land of Egypt, in the trees and in the rocks, that really were their gods. It is written about the host of the high heaven on high, that the Nile was not above, but on the earth. For the most part, the waters of the Nile are similar to the river as it is above. Their minister is struck first, and then the rest of their gods. 323. The actual striking of the nation of Egypt was only on sea, as written, no one remained in them before their gods were sentenced. Therefore, it is written, let us deal wisely with them, or else they will multiply. And in the event of war, meaning they were predicting the future as it happened to them, they also joined themselves unto our enemies, meaning they were preceding the camps of high angels that would be in the midst of them. And fight against us means that they were predicting what is written. The Lord would fight for you and get them up out of the land, as he says, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand.
John.
Yep.
No.
When you say to try to integrate with the general system, to me it's the equivalent of asking me to try to blah blah with the blah blah blah.
כשאתה מבקש לנסות להתקלל בתוך המערכת הכללית, זה שקול למה שהוא תיאר עכשיו בבלה בלה ובלה בלה. לא נכון.
That's incorrect. Because I'm talking on the earthly level. When I talk to a person, you know, who at least finished school and read some things besides some watching video clips online, you know, a person who studied a little bit, who saw some things, learned some things, that kind of person is capable of understanding that he exists in a general system called nature, and that is a whole system, which means that it includes all the pieces within it. And so, if we also wish to see ourselves, observe ourselves correctly, we should also see how we exist inside that system rather than outside of it. The whole trouble of human beings is that instead of trying to, that's called to integrate with this system, we try to be separate from it. And that is done by that power of shattering that works on us. But it works on us in order for us to integrate in the system and do it consciously, knowingly, understandingly, actively. So then we'll be the only active parts in the system. As we go through these changes of integrating with the system, the system itself will begin to change. That is why we were given, first of all, the force of the shattering. However, we are simply using that force of shattering as its nature. We remove ourselves from the system and we say, this is nature, I'm looking at it from outside. It's such nonsense that the human being has to remove himself from the whole that exists and observe everything else and everyone else from the sidelines. That's what leads to all the troubles. When the human being doesn't feel nature as whole and the general force in it, filling it up. So that force of shattering is active within us, and despite its attraction to continue and extend the shattering, we have to make an effort to integrate into everything that exists. So it's not blah, blah, blah. It's matters that you can even explain it to a person on the street. Okay, not to anyone. Today, I don't know, because, you know, I'm talking about people that, let's say, I grew up with. That was many years ago. About, say, 60, 50 years ago. Meaning the 60s and 70s of the previous century. People were drawn to understand science, wisdom, to understand the natural system we're living in, why. And I'm talking regular people, not religious people, not too bright, brilliant, or just people. That was the people, the kind of people on the street. People were still reading books. You know, there was such a time when people actually read. And therefore, this is something you could explain to any common person. There are many articles today from the ecological perspective talking about this round integrated system or ecosystem and so forth.
I agree that we exist in a very complicated integrated system. But when you tell me to integrate with it, I'm looking at it right now. I have people around me. There's a table here. You're sitting up there. You want me to integrate with that? What are you talking about?
אני מסכים שאנחנו חיים בתוך מערכת מאוד מורכבת כזאת, אבל כשאתה אומר לי להתקלל בתוכה, אני רואה פה שולחנות, אנשים, מה זה נקרא להתקלל בתוך הדבר הזה? איך אני אתקלל בתוך זה?
להתקלל בתוך זה זה...
To integrate into it, that's already, if we go into the detail of it, then there's already a big difference between how all the ecologists or, you know, astronomers or physicists interpret, or computer engineers also look at it this way. So here's there's a difference between what all of them say and what we say. To integrate into everything means that I become included in what Baal Sulam calls the acting mind, or the mind of the operator. It means that there's a difference between where the whole system is and how I see it. There's a difference because the system itself is complete. It's whole. There's nothing there that is not in perfection. But the way I see it, I see it based on the force of shattering working in me. That's what we call one judges through his own flaws. Therefore, if I wish to see the true system, the true state of the system, then I have to constantly try to realign myself with depicting that whole system as much as I can, to describe it the way it is without my disturbance, without the disturbance coming from me. What does that mean? That is what we call to annul myself or to nullify my ego. It means that you depict the system as correct relatively as possible. And then, as a result, what you need to understand is that one judges through his own flaws, meaning the whole world that I see right now as well is, it's within me. It is perceived within my broken vessels. And if my vessels of perception will become corrected, I'll see how the world is more global and whole and integrated. This is what it means to integrate in the whole reality.
So you're telling me that the picture, the way in which I perceive the picture in front of me right now is false? It comes from the shattering. And I have...
It's not how you see it actually in front of you. That's how you see it within your vessels, you see?
Within me. And first of all, that's all I have. That's the only reality I sense right now. And you tell me there's another picture. It's complete, it's whole, it's within you, it's whatever.
זה קודם כל זה מה שיש לי, זה מה שאני תופס כרגע, אין לי יותר ממה שאני תופס. מצד שני, אתה אומר לי שיש איזושהי מציאות נוספת, שהיא שלמה, שהיא מושלמת.
And the effort is to try to see something that I don't see right now at all. What are you actually asking me to do?
המאמץ הוא כאילו להשתדל לראות משהו שאני בכלל לא רואה עכשיו. מה אתה מבקש ממני לעשות?
No. That's not the effort to try to see it. You can't see it as much as you try. You have to change your program.
Okay, how do I do that, to change the program? It's not clear what you're asking me to do.
איך אני מחליף תוכנה? זה לא ברור מה שאתה מבקש ממני לעשות.
You need to ask for that program to be changed. It's like when you have a problem with your computer. You invite the technician. Only not from... I don't invite one from BBI, I recommend.
Okay, so I'm sitting here, and you're saying, ask the invisible creator to change the program that I currently have to perceive a reality that I don't sense. I mean, I feel like a monk, like just sit. It just seems completely unreal. But that's the work, right? Just to sit here and say, dear creator, please change my program to sense the true reality the way it is, even though I don't sense it.
כן, אז בעצם הוא שואל מה, כאילו אני צריך לבקש מבורא שאני לא תופס ולא מכיר, לשנות אותי למציאות שאני לא מרגיש ולא קולט. אז כאילו אני צריך לשבת פה כמו איזה, אני לא יודע מה, נזיר או מישהו שסוגר עיניים ומתפלל באופן עיוור, בורא אחר, תעשה לי.
You're right. If you were not receiving blows, suffering blows, but in order to want to change the program, you start suffering some blows. It's like when I look at my computer screen and I see that there's all kinds of bugs, distortions, the screen freezes or disappears, disturbances. This impels me to call for a new program. The same thing happens in life. You went through some things that didn't coincide, that didn't really fall into place, that weren't so pleasant, and that is what impels you to change the program.
So, I mean, I'm here now. I don't know if I need, you know, like a 50-pound weight to fall on my shoulder before I can implement this correctly, but... Why am I here if I need more blows? Why you're giving me instruction? I should be able to implement it, shouldn't I? or you should I should just go get blows.
Wait for the blows, and if you wait for those, you'll want from that to start changing your program. I give you guidance. Instead of blows, instead of the path of suffering, you can accept the path of Torah. Now, the path of Torah, path of light, also gives you blows. Also, but these are conscious blows in your mind. When you add the mind to the emotion, then you get a different kind of blows. They're related to the goal. These blows, they lead you to the goal. You turn yourself to a person who can understand what's going on in a mature way, in control more of the situation, knowing what you depend on, how you need to work with these blows. There's the, you know, the children of Israel sigh from the work. Of course, they sigh from the work and they pour out this cry towards the Creator and so forth. Meaning you begin to discover the purposefulness. You have the explanation of how to get the new program. That's what we call receiving the Torah. This is what happens. You add mind to the emotion. That's really what the whole human being is about. One person may suffer like a beaten animal, so he escapes from place to place, suffering, crying, doesn't know what to do. Some, not people, but let's say, little biological bodies, even like germs or different cells in our body, you can say they also experience suffering, but there's no answer. There are other cells that do have some program of how to evolve, but all of it together is kind of the general suffering of the body, right? But the person has the ability, the human has the ability to add to the suffering the mind. And then the mind and heart are together. And then by the mind, you can invert the bad things to good things. That's it. It's like when a sick person suffers from some wound, and then some surgeon comes along and says, I can fix you up, just wait. And he injects a few things, and you see what he does to your leg. I remember I saw the doctors working on me, and I was waiting. First of all, they gave some shots. That's already good. You don't feel pain. And then you see that he's cutting a chunk of your meat and sewing it. And, you know, if a baby looks at it, it'll go crazy thinking of the pain and the fear. But a mature person would say, no, keep doing what you need to do. Like I remember how I ran to the operation. Just do it on me. That's what I wanted. This is the matter of adding mind on top of the pain. That's what we're demanded to do. Then each and every blow becomes a desired, purposeful blow, because it's like I work together with the Creator on the evil inclination. It's a whole different thing. Then I begin to see how effective, how helpful when these things happen, and immediately even the bad things are inverted to good. We won't be able to exit Egypt before we suffer all these blows. That's what's called 400 years. Meaning we can't go through these blows, we can't to exit without mitigating them with our mind. It's impossible to bear. The body just runs away from it automatically. Even just a small pinch, sting, you don't want that, you immediately run away. But here, in this case, you don't need to. Let's say, you know, it's like a knife, and you're putting it against your hand, and you need to push it even harder. How will you do that? So you have to make the calculation to see how it's worthwhile. In short, you need to add more awareness in mind. Well, let's move to some more of the Torah.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.